If you will, in your Bible to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. We're talking about this morning seeing with the spiritual eyes, seeing with the eyes of our understanding in our heart. The Bible talks many times about seeing with the spiritual eyes. Jesus talked a lot about seeing. Heard a woman, about a woman who went to the doctor. She said, "Doctor, when I woke up this morning, I looked in the mirror and I was so worried." She said, "My hair was all frizzled out. My complexion was kind of pale, like a corpse, that of a corpse." She said, my face was wrinkled. My eyes were bloodshot and bugged out. She said, "Doctor, can you tell me what's wrong with me?" He said, "Well, ma'am, it's not your sight." For some of us, our eyesight is very good, isn't it? For some of us, our eyesight is not so good. Like the man who went to the eye doctor. He said, "Doctor, I keep seeing spots before my eyes." And he said, "Have you seen a medical doctor?" And he said, "No, just spots." Jesus talks about eyesight, the spiritual eyes. In this greatest sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon ever written, I believe you'll find it in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. Let's look at this passage of Scripture this morning and see what Jesus Christ is trying to say to you and I. The lamp of the body is the eye. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. And Heavenly Father, as we look at this passage of Scripture, God, open our eyes of our understanding that we might be enlightened today with the Scripture. And God, we give you all the praise and glory, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Now, I know very little about the eyes. All I know is when I turn 40, my eyes turn 60, and I know it's an amazing thing to look and behold all the beautiful sights that this world has to hold. We can look at the colors of the rainbow. We can look at the mountains and the ocean and the things like that and see all the beauty of God's creation. So we need to take care of our eyes. And when the eye doctor gave me an exam not long ago, I realized just how important an eye exam was. For an eye exam can reveal several things about the person. You can look into a person's eye, he told me, and see many things about that person and give a recommendation of the things that need to be corrected. Jesus Christ, in this passage of Scripture, gives us an exam, an eye exam. And he says, listen, we need proper eyesight. And the word that he used to describe proper eyesight is a single eye. And look at what it says. The lamp of the body is the eye. And that word eye is singular. A light of the body is the eye. And therefore, if the eye be single, then the whole body shall be full of light. Now that doesn't mean just if the body has one single eye, but it's simply saying that it's single in the focus of life. We have our life simply focused on the right thing. That word single means without folds in it, without any wrinkles in it. The single eye is one that is properly focused this morning. And to be properly focused this morning, you and I must have our eyes focused on Jesus Christ. We must look continually at Jesus Christ. Know where we're headed. Know how we're living. Now, the purpose of undivided attention is to simply, in our life, serve God. To give God all the glory in our life. We need a priority in our life that I will serve God and no one else. We've been talking about knowing and doing the will of God. Wednesday night we talked about the will of God. Last Sunday morning I talked about the will of God. Well, our priority is simply to serve Jesus Christ and Him only. Put Him first in our life. The Bible says right above that, Jesus is talking about do not lay up treasures in the earth, but in heaven. There we put all our future things in Christ. Lay up those treasures in eternity. Everything down here is going to rust. Everything down here is going to fade away, Jesus says. But the proper focus of our eye should be, priority number one, Jesus Christ. And how do we do that? Well, we have to have a passion to please God. I hope every one of you this morning, your desire is to glorify God in your life and a passion to please God with everything you do. Now, is that your passion? Is that your priority? In the exam, Jesus says, who are you going to serve? Me or the world? Well, if we've got our eyes properly focused, we're going to be serving Jesus Christ. I like that song, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of God's glory and grace. Everything we do, folks, needs to be focused on Jesus Christ. Now, notice Jesus says, the light of the body is the eye. The eye regulates the motion of the body. Did you know our body responds to what is seen? To what the eye is looking at, our body responds to that. And Jesus says, if the eye be single, in other words, if it be focused on Jesus Christ, the whole body will be full of light. Everything will be full of light. Now let me ask you a question. What kind of light does a single eye bring to the body? What kind of light does a focus on Jesus bring to this body, to my body, to your body? If the body reacts to light, and it does, if everything revolves around Jesus Christ in your life, and it is supposed to, then the Bible says your body will be focused in the right direction and be full of light. The first thing I want you to notice is light does what? Light brings visibility. You see, I don't know if you've ever been in here on a dark night, but when you come in this church on a dark night, it's dark. I mean, if it's black outside and all these lights are off, it is black. You can't see your hand in front of your face. I usually come in and guess what? My body reacts to the darkness because there's no light in here. And I'm walking down through here feeling of these pews. You don't want to kick one of them pews at night. You don't want to hit the shin of your leg on that pew. I guarantee you, it hurts. Years ago, I come in here and we had this box sticking out over here, and I run into that thing, and oh, you know, that hurts. Makes you bleed. Because your body reacts to the darkness. It's moving with the hands, and you act like that, but you come in here and you flip on the light, and guess what? Your eyes take over, and you don't run into things. You know they're there. Visibility, light brings visibility. Light is revealing. And if your eyes are focused on Jesus Christ this morning, then He will reveal to you the things in His Word. People say, I don't understand what the will of God is for my life. It's because their visibility is not on Christ. You focus on Jesus Christ. You focus on God's Word. You start looking at God's Word and reading God's Word and living by God's Word, praying according to God's Word, and guess what? Your focus will be on Jesus Christ. And your light will reveal the things in your life that He doesn't want you to have, and you'll start pushing those things aside. That's the reason the light is revealing. It reveals things to you that God wants you to see. It brings light to the Christian life and light to the body. The Word of God does. Now, in a spiritual exam, how are you living? Are you living according to the flesh? According to the darkness? Are you living with your eyes focused in on Jesus Christ? You see, so many times we live for the world, don't we? We've got our body in the world. We're living for the world. We're trying to get everything we can. It's all material things. But you know what? Material things passes away. That's what He just told us up in the following verses, in the verses ahead of this, that the material things will disappear. They won't last forever. What you put in Christ lasts forever. Well, we need light. Light brings visibility in our life. 1 Corinthians 2:14, it says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. They are foolishness, the Bible says, to him. The natural man, that's the man in the flesh. He can't reveal, he can't see the things of God. He's too busy in the world. He can't understand. They're spiritually discerned. They're not understanding these things. The Spirit of God teaches us. The Holy Spirit leads us. And the Spirit helps us understand God's Word. I don't know about you, but I enjoy coming to Bible study. For there we study the Word of God. And through that study of the Word of God, many things in His Word is revealed. That's how He does it. By the study of His Word. We study together and grow together in our Bible study. Folks, if you're missing out on Bible study, you're missing out on a great deal in your life, a value to your life. It says a single eye brings light to the will of God. Single eye, focused in on Jesus Christ, reveals what God wants you to understand about His will. And knowing God's will, folks, in your life starts with an eye focused in on God. All right, 1 John 1:7. That passage of Scripture says, if we walk in the light, who is the light? Jesus Christ. As He is in the light, it says we have fellowship one with another. That Bible just simply says, if we're walking in the light of God, then we have fellowship with each other. Someone described fellowship as meaning two men in the same ship. To walk hand in hand with God, in fellowship with God, is to be in the same boat with our Lord Jesus Christ. It's walking according to the will of God. Folks, I want Jesus Christ in my life. I want Him in my boat. I want to have fellowship with Jesus Christ. That's what we're supposed to do. When we walk out of here, we don't leave Jesus behind. We take Him with us. We take Him with us in our life, in our heart. He's everything to us. And we ought to live according to that light that's in Christ Jesus. Not only does light bring visibility, it brings vitality. Now, in high school, I guess it was. I don't know when you start studying biology. When is biology taught? 8th grade or 9th grade? Nowadays, maybe the 1st grade, I don't know. They've changed things so much since we came through there. But I remember in biology class, I loved biology. We studied photosynthesis. All plant life depends on that. Without light, what happens? Plants die, don't they? You've got to have that light for a plant. Without water, what happens? Plants die. Folks, our body without Jesus Christ, the light of the world, He gives us light. Without Jesus Christ in our life, we have no life. We die. We die spiritually. We'll die eternally without Jesus Christ. Folks, we need Jesus Christ. Everything I plant seems to die anyhow, so it doesn't matter if I put them out in the light. People tell me, well, preacher, you set it out in the sun and you burn it up. So I set it in the shade. Preacher, you set it in the shade. It needs light. It died. Well, I water it. Well, you water it too much, preacher. Well, I don't water it. You don't water it enough, preacher. I just don't know about this plant living. You see? Now, I'm telling you, in Christ, you don't have to worry about it. You put your life in Jesus Christ. You let His light shine on you, and you will have eternal life that no one can take away from you. Jesus says that we need the light of God's Word. In the light of God's Word, you have the presence of God. You have God's glory in your life, and you grow spiritually in Christ. We have vitality in our life. Ephesians 4:14. Look at Ephesians 4:14 first. That ye henceforth, he says, be no more children tossed to and fro. Man, that simply tells us we need to grow up in our Christian life. Christians says we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunningness, craftiness of deceitful plotting. We've got to watch out in this old world, folks. This world leads you astray. This world tells you you're nobody. This world tells you you're no good. This world tells you all kinds of things. I refuse to believe that, for I believe every person is somebody. Every person God loves. If you were the only person on earth, God would have died for you, because He so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, that you might not perish but have everlasting life. God loves you. You're important to Him. Don't ever think you're not important to Him. Don't ever think you're a nobody, because you are somebody, because God died for you. And He don't make nobodies. You know, I used to think, I wish I could be like other people. And then I said, no. I'm glad with just who I am. He made me special. He created me like this. You know, He may laugh at it, but He created me like this. I'm glad He did now. I'm glad I don't look like Brother Bill. Man, I'm glad. I'm glad I don't act like Brother Dan. And I'm glad I got hair that's, well, I ain't going to mention that person. You see, I could have done worse, couldn't I? Well, you are somebody, folks. Remember that. But He says in that verse of Scripture, don't stay that way. Grow up. Look at 1 Corinthians 3:1. I like that passage of Scripture. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. What happens when we don't grow up in the light? We remain a baby, don't we? Now, I love babies. I love those little babies. They're so cute when they're, you know, they're cuddly to hold long as somebody else will change them, you know? But we like babies. But, you know, babies are cute. But wouldn't it be sad if they never grew out of that baby stage? And it is so sad when someone comes to Christ and the light of God comes into their life, but they remain that way their whole life. It's sad. And the Bible says you need to grow up in your Christian life. You need to move forward. Most churches still have spiritual babies in them. And that's why they carry their feelings around on their shoulder. And when somebody says something, they get their feelings hurt and they drop out of the Word of God. They drop out of church because they're still babies. And you need to realize, hey, the world's going to throw all kinds of things at you. But you know what? I'm just a stranger in this world. I'm passing through. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. You see, folks, we're going to move on to something better in life. So it doesn't matter if my feelings get hurt. You know, I'm in Christ. He made me. I'm His child. The reason so many churches have so many problems is we got a bunch of babies still in our churches. And Jesus says, grow up. So why don't we grow? I'll tell you why don't we grow. Why don't we grow? Because we are not exposing ourselves to the light of God's Word. We need to get into God's Word, read His Word. So, in our spiritual eye exam, first thing you need is proper eyesight. Proper eyesight. And then the Bible says in verse 23 of that scripture, there's the poor eyesight. Look at what it says. But if your eye is bad. King James Version said evil. I believe it says evil. That means defective, diseased. You have defective eyesight. It's not good. Policeman pulled the old boy over one time. He had bloodshot eyes. Officer said, sir, you been drinking? He said, no, sir, I haven't been drinking. He said, you got bloodshot eyes. Get out of the car. You're bound to be drinking. He said, well, yours are kind of glazed. Have you been in a donut shop? I don't advise you to say that to highway patrolmen. But Jesus said, the single eye that is rightly focused is focused on Jesus Christ and it's full of light. But the damaged eye, the diseased eye, the bad eye, the evil eye brings darkness. So we see a divided life. Look at what he says. The light that is within thee. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness. There are people in our churches today. There's people in our churches here this morning who are, I believe with all my heart, have been saved. They're going to heaven when they die. But they still have their eyes focused on things of the world. And the way they live in the world. And they will never know the will of God for their life with that kind of focus. They'll never know the eternal peace that a Christian has in Christ Jesus. I know right now, if I died, I have a home with Jesus Christ. I don't have to worry about death. I know if I die before I get out of here or on the way home today or if I don't make it back tonight, you know that I have eternal life and I have a peace like that that I'm not worried about death because I can't do nothing about it. It's going to come sooner or later. And listen, it's a better home that I'm going to, the Bible says. I just love that old passage of Scripture. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I love that passage of Scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I know that. I'm assured of that. My hope is not down here. My hope is in eternity. I have assurance of that. And you'll never have that kind of assurance, folks, if you've got a divided heart, a divided light. If your eye is evil, you'll never have a ringing testimony for God if your eye is evil. It brings in darkness. It's a divided life. It's a deprived life. People who live with a single eye, they experience all kinds of things of God, all the blessings of God. But living with an evil eye, you'll never experience the full blessings that God wants you to have in this life. You're living far below the privilege of God. You see? Heard an example about a man bought a ticket on a cruise ship. He got on that cruise ship. He saw everything, all the beauties of the ocean. They carried him to different ports. But every night he ate lunch in his room. Because he didn't understand that with the ticket, the food came in also. So he lived far below. Yes, he enjoyed the cruise on the ship, but he could have had much more if he had just understood what there was for him. And some of us are like that man today. We're on the cruise ship. We're going to heaven, but our focus is divided. Sometimes we have it on Jesus, sometimes we have it on the world, and we're missing all the blessing that God wants us to have on the way to heaven. And then he says something else. Not only is it divided and it's deprived, it's a darkened life. If thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. You see, I want you to understand this. Light is needed to understand the Word of God. You just can't understand it on your own. I don't care how smart you are. I've known guys that graduated with PhDs, head of their class and everything else, but they didn't understand a thing about the Bible. You know, I see some of our doctors, and I go to some of our doctors, and we talk about Jesus Christ, and they don't understand it. I want to ask them, are you sure you got your education and a doctor's degree? You're smart enough to be a doctor, but you don't understand the Bible? And you know why they don't understand the Bible? Is because you've got to have Christ in your life to understand the Bible. You've got to have the direction of the Holy Spirit in your life to understand God, to understand the things of God. Jesus added that the evil eye results in spiritual darkness. Darkness so great that one is totally blinded to the spiritual things. Now, not only I've known doctors, I've known workers. See, I've worked with carpenters, I've worked with plumbers, I've worked with painters. And you know, it doesn't matter who you are. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't have the Holy Spirit leading in your life, you cannot understand the Word of God. The Bible tells us, you just don't understand it. Now, Christians who are spiritually blind and don't even know it. Some of the hardest people to reach, I guess, is Christians that are just spiritually blind. You know why you're spiritually blind if you're here today and you're deprived of understanding the Word of God? Because you have let the week go by. And you haven't even read the Word of God. Now, I wonder how many of you, don't raise your hand, got out of here last Sunday morning, went home, and you never looked at the Bible again till right now. Some of you, the only scripture reading you get is right up there. You cannot grow like that. You will never grow like that. You may make it into heaven. I said may. But you won't have the assurance of it. And you know, it's sad for someone to live a Christian or go to church and be a Christian and still not know when they come to the point of death and are afraid on that deathbed and say, oh, preacher, would you pray? I'm not really sure. That's sad. It is sad to go through life blinded from the great treasure of God's Word. Now, how's your eyesight this morning? Are you focused on Jesus Christ? Properly focused on Jesus Christ? Are you just trying to make the best out of life and just get through this life? You see, you might have a problem with darkness or an evil eye. You know what I hear? I hear people all the time say, you know, especially when they're maybe they're handicapped or something, and talking to them, and what I find is I'd rather lose an arm or I'd rather lose a leg than my eyes. You see, the eyes to us are probably the most important thing We don't want to lose our eyesight. I hear people, "Oh, preacher, I'm afraid I'm losing my eyesight." Some of us have lost our eyesight already, spiritually, because we've stayed away from the Word of God. Folks, we need a new focus in the Christian faith. Our focus needs to be on Jesus Christ, Him alone. Where are you focused this morning? Proper eyesight or poor eyesight? I don't know. That's up to you. You take the exam, Jesus says. Where are you focused this morning? Let me tell you something. Some of you here this morning have never received Jesus Christ into your life. You're walking in a world of darkness. You haven't even said yes to Jesus or said, "Lord, I realize I'm a sinner. I thank you for dying for me." And therefore, you're in darkness, the Bible says. You need to come out of that darkness into the marvelous light. And once you come out of that darkness into the marvelous light, you start reading your word, God's word, praying, living for God, you'll realize He gives you more and more light all the time. It's kind of like car headlights going down the road. They shine about 365 feet out in front of you. You can't see any further than that, but you know, if you keep going, those lights keep going. Same way with God. I don't know what the end's going to bring in my life. I don't know what's out there. But God's light lights the way as I go. All the way to Calvary. All the way to victory. All the way to glory. Praise God. I'm looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the light that you give us. And Lord, if there's someone here this morning who has never received you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, I pray that they will come this morning, simply give their life to you and say, "Lord, I realize I'm in a world of darkness and I want you to come into my heart. Give me that light that I need." And Lord, let them turn and start living for you. And Lord, as Christians this morning, that if we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but Lord, we still have an evil eye that's dark because we haven't grown in our Christian life, let us come and renew ourselves to you and say, "Lord, I want to get the right vision this morning. I want a proper eyesight so I'll know that when I come to the end of this life, I know with assurance I have a place that you prepared for me." For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.